Since April, the state has been collecting COVID-19 information from long-term care facilities. We know the pandemic is more prevalent and deadly in older populations and people of color. However, Indiana is different in how it reports cases in its long-term care facilities to the public. All of Indiana's neighboring states and a growing number of other states are releasing facility-level data that sheds light on how COVID-19 is affecting specific long-term care facilities. Many Indiana counties are analyzing data themselves to inform decisions. Some have opted to make that public, while others have not. Multiple local health officials say they received direct guidance from the Indiana State Department of Health not to release facility-level data. That's something State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box and other senior officials deny.
To my knowledge, no one from the Indiana State Department of Health has ever directed anybody that they should not release their data. We have supported them releasing their data if they desired to release their data.
Days before, the state's Deputy Health Commissioner, Pam Pantones, gave talking points to local health officials not releasing facility-level data.
If you are asked why you aren't receiving facility-specific information, you can reference that you are following the communication guidelines for long-term care facilities located on the link at the slide.
The state encourages facilities to report directly to residents and their caregivers. Some messages sound like this.
Good afternoon. This is the COVID-19 update for today, May 12, 2020, for St. Anthony. Today, we have recorded 54 total nursing facility resident cases and one assisted living case for St. Anthony.
However, at least 22 complaints have been filed stating facilities have failed to communicate properly. The state's Joint Information Center says those complaints have been resolved or forwarded to the appropriate program area, but did not provide additional detail. Zach Cattell is the president of the Indiana Healthcare Association, a trade organization representing facilities across the state. He says long-term care operators have nothing to hide.
We understand the importance, but we want to make sure that what is reported is accurate, is comparable, so that it can be useful both for public health agencies and for individuals as they decide to choose to make a choice, rather, about what kind of skilled nursing facility or assisted living community to use.
For Stephanie Borum, releasing data is more than politics or written policy. She works in healthcare and is helping care for her father with Alzheimer's disease. Borum says she knew something was wrong when she noticed the man who spent his life coaching football and track becoming overwhelmed attending athletic events last year. But she says she's thankful the Hobart facility her dad lives in has been transparent and provides good care when she suspects others aren't receiving this type of care.
You're through a window and you can't do anything. I mean, but it is so good to feel we don't need to do anything, that he's well taken care of. But I think so many people go through that risk, and when they see their loved ones, you know, what if their clothing's on backwards and dirty and they're dirty or not shaved or just unhappy?
She believes the data should be public, but says greater context is needed.
Information needs to be released, but I just wished everyone would understand what the numbers mean. And just because a facility decides not to test so their numbers look good doesn't mean there's nothing in there.
The context is important here. Facilities are required to report this data, but health experts say they have little incentive to do so. Further, the presence of COVID-19 in a facility is not necessarily representative of the care residents are receiving or will receive.
We have seen buildings that are five-star buildings have had outstanding records that have been devastated, frankly, by the virus and have had a large number of cases and have had people pass away, even have had staff members who have contracted the virus and passed away, and it's unbelievably heartbreaking. The regulatory record, past regulatory records, really don't have a bearing on what that virus is capable of doing and where it's going to reside.
According to the Indiana State Department of Health, more than 1,000 Hoosiers in long-term care facilities have died from COVID-19, and nearly 5,000 have been infected. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.